Vanderbilt, a 34-13 victory tonight at Miami, and we are joined by the head coach, Bobby Johnson. Congratulations. That's a pretty solid performance right out of the gate, isn't it?
Thank you, Joe. Yeah, I was really pleased. We did some very good things. We can certainly get better, but I was very proud of our effort and our concentration and even our toughness. We got behind early and came back, and then they had a chance to cut into the lead, and we played great defense at that time, so overall, very good night.
It seemed to be one of the things to me that really stood out. Every time Miami sort of tried to get into a position where they could get themselves back in and get momentum, you know, your guys answered either offensively with a great drive or defensively with a three and out or a turnover.
Oh, yeah, it was really big. Right before the half, I think, Chris ran one down and we scored a touchdown. Then we got the ball back and got a field goal. So those were huge. And then in the second half, we sort of stalled a little bit offensively, and our defense stepped up and I think held them to a field goal, didn't it?
Yeah, I believe so. Yeah, that field goal in the third quarter. Boy, DJ kind of set the tone for you in the first quarter. He was all over the place and just, as advertised.
Sure was. That's why we talk so much about DJ Moore. He intercepts a pass sort of on a circus play, and then he runs a punt back about 90 yards. And I sure wish he'd have gotten into the end zone. That would have been great. And because we had a little trouble getting it in there ourselves. So, he's really a special player, and we're glad he's on our team.
Well, he was sort of the guy in the first quarter, and then Chris sort of took things over in that second quarter. Just talk a little bit about, there's been so much talk about the whole battle and everything, and he gets announced a couple of days ago. And just he looked like a guy that was very comfortable and very confident tonight.
Well, I think he was, and I think that comes from good health and just having his abilities in front of him. Last year it was hard for him to throw the football, so he was limited. And, I was very proud of the way he came out here and performed and kept an even head, a level head, and just made some huge plays for us.
We'll take a break, come back, and continue with Coach Bobby Johnson right after this. Vanderbilt, a 34-13 winner tonight at Miami, Ohio, as we continue with head coach Bobby Johnson. You talked a little bit about Nixon and the offense. You got to mention the offensive line. The five new starters on the line, that's all they've heard all fall as well. And, if you rush for 269, you're probably doing something right.
Well, you are doing something right. And, of course, Chris made some huge moves and made some big plays for us. But, I'm sure we're gonna look on there and we're going to be able to improve a great deal from week one to week two on the offensive line. But I was really proud of their effort. And, they hung in there. And, like you said, they've been hearing a whole bunch of stuff about having to replace five starters. But, I like their spunk.
I was wondering, and sometimes when you're leading in the second half of a game, there can be a tendency to get a little bit conservative, and it did not appear to be the case tonight. I mean, one time you had to because you're backed up in the shadow of your own end zone, but for the most part, it didn't look like this team ever really, sort of shut down. They just kept pushing all night.
That's right. We were running reverses and all kind of stuff, and, you gotta put pressure on the defense at all times, and, the way college football is today, no lead is safe. And, I don't know if anybody knew it, but they have a great onside kick team.
Oh, yeah.
They did a great job against Temple last year and Minnesota.
Not a lot of mistakes for a game one. There were a couple. Certainly the 12-man issue would have been one. But when you go back and evaluate for a first game, only two penalties, there weren't a tremendous amount of those first game mistakes tonight.
No, we lost two fumbles, and, of course, one of them was on the fourth down in the fourth quarter when we were trying to run out the clock, but and one was early in the first quarter. So hopefully we can eliminate those, and no interceptions, and, like I say, only two penalties. So we can live with those.
Nice to see some of the new names get in, Marv, Cole, guys that already contribute.
Right, and those guys are going to have to play a lot more, and we're going to have to play some young guys because it's going to be a tough, long year schedule-wise, and we're going to need everybody who's available.
Coach, congratulations. Great job tonight.
Thanks, Joe.
Coach Bobby Johnson, Vanderbilt, a winner 34-13. Stay tuned. We'll return more of the Coca-Cola postgame report right after this.